I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. House church closings put China first in our lineup today. More details in a moment. And stick around for part two of our Day in the Life series. We're going to find out what it's like to be a Christian in Germany and how you can be praying for the body of Christ. But as promised, let's take a look at what happened over the weekend. Chinese officials raided and closed a third major house church this winter. Police blocked all roads to the Rongguili Church in Guangzhou and confiscated property. Although the Chinese government is stepping up efforts to shut down unregistered churches leading up to Christmas, this has been going on since February. At that time, President Xi Jinping passed a new law restricting religious activities that don't submit to communist control. Since then, hundreds of churches have been closed or demolished, and just as many Christians and pastors arrested.
Ultimately, the issue is control. The Communist Party wants to control the people. They want to control the hearts and minds of the people. They see religion, and it can be Christianity, it can also be Islam, but they see religion as something that they are fighting against for the control of the hearts and minds of the people.
That's Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA. He passed along a special request from a Chinese believer to pray especially for persecuted young Christians in China.
Their parents and their grandparents have been through it before. But he said the young believers, they've never been through this before, and so understandably, they're afraid. And so he said, pray especially for those young believers who are going through this for the first time, that God will sustain them and encourage their faith through this time of persecution.
In other news, a child development ministry just passed a major milestone. Spokesman Tim Glenn says 2 million kids are now registered with Compassion International.
God's heart for children in poverty, his movement for children in poverty is accelerating, and we're getting to be part of it. It's incredibly exciting. It took us 56 years to get to the point of 1 million children in our program, and then only 11 years to hit 2 million.
As part of Compassion's program, a child living in poverty gets support in four areas critical to development: spiritual, physical, social, and economic. The program operates through local churches, which puts the good news of Jesus front and center.
We have over 7,000 church partners now in 25 countries, and every one of those churches is a gospel-teaching church, and our program is centered on teaching the gospel of Jesus.
So what's next?
We are looking to be an innovative and progressive organization that's looking forward, moving forward, and expanding our reach and our movement. There are 1 billion children in the world living in poverty. Yes, we're excited about reaching 2 million of them, but in the grand scheme of things, it's a drop in the bucket. God has called us to do more, and we want to answer that call.
Finally, in our next installment of What It Looks Like to Be a Christian Around the World, we're looking at Germany, the birthplace of the Protestant Reformation. Werner Nachtigall, a German Christian and the president of Global Outreach Day, says,
Germany is a beautiful country. Beautiful. I mean, we have a great social system, healthcare. I mean, I would say Germany is one of the best countries in the world, for sure. I mean, in the winter is quite cold, but I would say to live in Germany is really a privilege. It's a peaceful country.
But challenges arise when the Bible's teachings go against society's grain. For Christians in Germany, it's not persecution they face, but rather lethargy and the lack of training.
I've read in a book, a revival is when every believer is active, not only in a church shouting and dancing. But how to engage churches. I mean, you know, we are really working on it for the last 10 years. And I know for me how to spell revival besides the Holy Spirit. Of course, we believe in the power and all this. W-O-R-K. It's work. It's a process.
So pray for a boldness and passion to return to the German church. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This Olivewood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. Get your prayer reminder for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.